What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, I'd like to bang my class warfare drums because, you know, as it is, you know, class warfare is a two-way street. You know, when people talk about the price of housing, well, part of the reason why housing's so expensive today is because the many migrants that the elite advocate bringing in, so they push wages down and then drive up demand for housing. When people complain about stagnant wages, again, the elite are behind bringing in these legions of unskilled laborers from third world countries with the motive of pushing down wages so the wealthy remain wealthier and get wealthier. And they have been over the past 40 years in this country because, as Page and Gillens have proven, you know, they're from Princeton,
yeah,
and they came out with an article proving that the United States is an oligarchy. We're not really ruled by a democracy. We don't vote our way in because our congressmen are paid off by wealthy patrons and lobbyists. And that's the reality of the situation. Now, my wife, she worked at an airport down in Trenton. It was for private planes, and they would service the private jets of the elite classes. And so,
yes,
you know, many different elitists would fly in and out of this airport. My wife observed the behavior of these wealthy. And an interesting part about this is Johnson & Johnson, you know, is a very big American corporation. They're very wealthy.
Yes.
And that, the people who run J&J, get this, just to mention this to the former caller, they didn't get there by hard work. They got there by being born in the right family. That's how they got there. They inherited,
yes,
a lot of this. Okay, so a lot of the wealthy people that control many of these things, if they're not directly in the family and inherit the wealth, they go or are networked into the right colleges and schools and get in with the right boys club, and then they're in. Many of them get kicked up the ladder. It's not all a matter of making it on your own or holding your nose to the grindstone. Many of them luck out, like I would argue in the case of Bill Gates. Much of his wealth is serendipitous, and also because I think the federal government should, you know, at some point nationalize these technological gains. I thought it was 17 years and your copyright expires. I used to think that.
And it used to be that way.
Yeah, and I think the copyright for Windows should be made into a public commodity, just given out freely. He's made billions of money already. I think enough is enough, and just let the public share it as for the common good. So some of these issues are very...
That's why there's open source and why Linux is so popular. But the copyright laws were changed by no less than the Walt Disney Corporation, which had, of course, invested a huge amount in the copyrighted character of Mickey Mouse, and the copyright was running out. And so Walt Disney filed a lawsuit to get the laws changed so that they could keep the copyright on Mickey Mouse forever. And
yeah, now, you know, my wife at the airport, she observed, like in the case of Johnson & Johnson, not only do they have their own private jet, they have their own private hangar. They have so many jets, they don't know what to do with them. And they're flying back and forth for the most petty and just superficial reasons, forgetting, it's almost like Bono forgetting his hat. I mean, flying their dog back because they left the dog at the vet, and for all these things. You know, what's interesting about this is, you always hear that the pretext of these corporations is to give maximum value back to the shareholder, right? And they're always trying, from the top down, trying to squeeze every penny they can out of the workers and out of the employees. And yet, why do they have to fly over for these public junkets in five-star hotels or for their meetings? Can't they just do it over the internet and teleconference? Right? Must they have these?
They can, but it's not as much fun
for their private meetings. Right. So, I'd like to refer, before I go, to an excellent article on this issue. It's by Bertrand Russell. He's a socialist. And the article is In Praise of Idleness. And he really does point out, you know, we love to look down on the poor, like, working man or the bum who is living a life of leisure or not working. Remember, there's a whole class of elite wealthy people who are not working and live yeah. lives of leisure, and they're just as parasitic to society. What have they contributed, right? What have they done for the good of mankind? Nothing. And if anything, with you know, the way the liberals talk about global warming and reducing our CO2 outputs, I mean, these wealthy people in their giant houses and their mansions, I mean, if you're going to talk about restricting CO2 consumption, Al Gore, isn't he like one of the first ones to go after, like, with their carbon footprint?
Oh yeah, I mean, somebody calculated his carbon footprint, and it's quite large, especially with that new oceanside house out in California that he's got.
Yeah, and likewise with Leonardo DiCaprio, he comes out there being against global warming, and yet he's got a yacht. And so, you know, class warfare works both ways, right? And I don't believe in being a sucker and just letting the elite gang up and beat up on the working class to push their wages down. So when I hear about this so-called socialist like Bernie Sanders struggling to raise the wages of, like, those poor people who serve you your hamburgers, who work behind the checkout at your local grocery stores, and you're going to tell me that it's some kind of immoral thing for a Bernie Sanders to try to, the way, even though he's a bit of a hypocrite, fine, but at least he's trying to raise the wages of these poor common people struggling in their low-wage jobs and try to raise their standard of living. And I say bravo to those out there trying to push the minimum wage up to reasonable levels. I think $15 an hour, try to get that up there over the next few years, is totally reasonable, decent thing for Americans to do. And on that note, thank you.
Well, I agree with you. We've got to create an environment in which the American people, and I stress the American people, can trade their labor and their skills for decent wages and salaries, then take that money down to the shopping malls and buy the products that are being built by the companies that they work for. That's just common sense.
Yeah. Well, that was the whole Henry Ford argument back in the day.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And getting on back to the economic news here, out in California, along with all the other problems they're dealing with, their economy is starting to decline significantly. And I mean, California is the center of the far left, which takes the position that even illegal immigrants can hold a position in government. They support sanctuary cities. They are a major part of the New Green Deal initiative. Berkeley, California banned natural gas, which is a clean fuel requiring homes to be powered by solar and electricity that is normally twice the cost of natural gas. Then they hired a guy to enforce it and gave him a salary of $273,000 annually to start, plus pensions. Now, the state is mandating the beginning next year, every new home must have solar panels. So the cost of a new home just went up by at least $10,000. Higher home prices, higher electric bills, fewer choices. And the claim logic behind the Berkeley ban maintains that they can help the planet and reduce carbon emissions by eliminating natural gas and switching to electric heating and cooking. This is erroneous since the electric grid is primarily powered by fossil fuels. That's how liberals like to think. So they're in trouble out there. And I know when Claire and I first started talking about moving back to the mainland, we briefly talked about California and said no, because we still have family and friends there. But no, we're going to go to Indiana here. There is apparently a concern that Iran has managed to smuggle enough oil out there into the world where it could have an impact on the oil markets. They think that there are millions of hidden Iranian barrels set to hit the oil markets will drive the cost of oil down, which is good for you and I, of course, here. Apparently, there's a big argument going on over in Texas. Francisco Irwin Galicia is an 18-year-old living in Texas who has been in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement for more than 3 weeks. The problem is he's a natural-born U.S. citizen. And so now you've got ICE and Border Protection. They've made this huge, embarrassing mistake, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do about it. But the kid's got an attorney, and he's saying, look, there's all the documentation. He's natural born. He was born at Parkland Hospital in Dallas. Now, Great Britain has a new prime minister. It's Boris Johnson. And already a lot of people are upset about that, and there's wailing and gnashing of teeth here. Ivanka Trump tried to congratulate him. And said, basically, congratulations from Ivanka Trump for becoming the leader of the United Kingdom. Got to watch out for those autocompletes. They can lead you to some tremendous embarrassment. All right, little story over here. This lesbian Democrat who previously told the media she was a doctor who helped remove bullets from the alleged victims of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, has now confessed she made the whole thing up for attention. She claimed she removed 77 bullets from something like 30 bodies, and she made it all up. The liberals like to fake things. They like to make up stories. So this Elizabeth McCarthy, an LGBTQP Democrat, former candidate for the Florida House of Representatives, has now been charged by the Florida Department of Health for pretending to be a cardiologist, which is a felony in the third degree that carries with it a penalty of $1,000 plus costs for a first-time offense. According to reports, McCarthy was recently served with a cease and desist order for her crime, which prohibits her from telling anyone that she is a medical doctor. She's also the subject of a formal investigation into her wrongdoing that was launched on June the 15th, which aims to prosecute her to the full extent of the law. In the immediate aftermath of the shooting, McCarthy told the media that it was an honor to be in the medical field, even though she'd never been in the medical field. I love what I do, she further stated, adding, I love helping people and giving better options to people. That's the best way I can say it. And when asked about what she supposedly did to help following the event, McCarthy claimed she had personally removed 77 bullets from 32 victims, working like an assembly line, saying it was probably one of the hardest things of her career to work through. And now we all know it was a complete fabrication. Just made it up. Just made it up. I guess when you're a liberal and you go to university and you get that much in debt and you wind up with an art history major degree, you might be tempted to sort of puff yourself up by saying, I'm a doctor or I'm an engineer. All right. Even far-left Princeton professor Peter Singer agrees philosophers should not be censored by university officials for expressing views about sexuality and gender identity that go against the prevailing leftist orthodoxy. Well, what about the rightist orthodoxy? Anyway, in an open letter published on Inside Higher Ed, top scholars from Oxford to Princeton agreed academic thinkers and members of the broader swath of society should be allowed to discuss controversial matters pertaining to sexuality without fear of reprisal. Yeah, we should. It's called the First Amendment. The scholars argued that censorship should only come if someone is directly inciting violence against a group of people. death to cockroaches. We, all scholars at philosophy at universities in Europe, North America, and Australia, oppose such sanctioning. The proposed measures, such as censuring philosophers who defend these controversial positions or preventing those positions being advanced at professional conferences and in scholarly journals, violate the fundamental academic commitment to free inquiry. Moreover, the consequent narrowing of discussion would set a dangerous precedent, threatening the ability of philosophers to engage with the issues of the day. So thank goodness somebody's putting up a fight to get back freedom of speech for the LGBTQ community. Too bad we don't have it for Israel. Oh, here we go. David Tinley, 62, and lives in a city near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, apparently pled guilty last week to planting logic bombs inside spreadsheets he created for Siemens as a contractor. And for his crime, he faces up to 10 years in prison, a fine of $250,000, or both. So this is a story that I'm hoping there's going to be a follow-up on. Apparently, a man was killed in San Francisco after a Tesla ran a red light and crashed into tourists. Now, it looks like the car had been under human control at the time. Investigators said the car was doing at least 45 miles an hour when it entered the intersection. And apparently, it was a two-car accident. The Tesla hit a pole and then was T-boned by a Mini Cooper. And the Tesla was being rented out by its owner using the Get Around Car Sharing app. And I've seen these commercials on TV for renting other people's cars. I would never do that for this very reason. Anyway, the woman driving Tesla was reportedly speeding and ran a red light, police said. Apparently, they got it on surveillance footage. And after the accident, the Tesla hit two pedestrians walking the crosswalk. So, poor Tesla can't catch a break. Now, this is really kind of cool. The world's first light-blocking glasses have been created to make the wearer unrecognizable to even the most advanced facial recognition software. The pioneering Reflectices, I think it's an eye repair, act as a shield to make it impossible for smartphones or CCTV cameras to capture your identity. They do so by turning the eye area black and invisible to any form of technology, reflecting infrared beams from any source, and subsequently distorting facial data. They look a little heavy and clunky, but if you want your privacy, they could be a good way to go. I remember we had an advertiser many years ago that was selling these baseball caps that had infrared-emitting, light-emitting diodes in the brim. And you just hit a little button, and it would throw the beams out there, and it would blind any security cameras out there. Wouldn't be able to see your face. And I remember that because I stumbled across them while packing the other day. Getting on back to Elon Musk and his vision for the Hyperloop, apparently in order to get some better ideas, he's actually held a contest. The 2019 SpaceX Hyperloop Pod Competition, student teams launch prototype pods through a 1.2-kilometer vacuum tube next to the SpaceX headquarters in California. The winning team reached a top speed of 463 kilometers today just before it exploded. So a little bit of a whoopsie there. And yeah, all right, so we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And watching up on TV, everybody's speechifying and going after Biden. Anyway, we're talking about the world of computers. And apparently, MSSoft has come out with a free Lucifer ransomware decoder. So if you get infected with Lucifer, do not pay the ransom and instead follow the instructions and get the decryptor. The only problem with this approach is you have to have two computers. You've got to have the one that's been ransomed and hijacked, and then you need the second machine to go on out and find the tool to decrypt it for free. But I think these days a lot of people have a lot of computers. And we certainly do here, and that's something else I have to get rid of a lot of. Okay, the Raspberry Pi 4 is out, and for those of you not sure what I'm talking about, the Raspberry Pi, spelled P-I, is a single-card computer. They are very popular. They are very small, very inexpensive. A lot of people are using them for single card controllers, and they come in a variety of models. There's the Raspberry Pi Zero, which is the low end small one, and they were going up to the Raspberry Pi 3, which is very capable. They're Linux machines, by the way, and they come with compilers and the libraries and everything, so you can write your own code. So the Raspberry Pi 4 is out, and to nobody's surprise, it's getting hotter than the earlier versions. It is being sold as a viable general-purpose PC. In other words, this little box is supposed to replace your desktop PC completely. I mean, the 3 can do it if it breathes hard. But so, it overheats in normal use. And a lot of people are wondering if the case should have a fan. A lot of people are saying it shouldn't even be run in the case because of the overheating, and that it possibly should have a heat sink. Software engineer Martin Rowan has looked at in detail at Pi 4 temperatures and concluded it is too hot to use enclosed. And one of his complaints is that the official case remains a fanless design, which will not work out with the increased thermal load. But apparently, the new Raspberry Pi 4 is running 80% hotter and more than 100% hotter when the 4K display support is enabled. Alrighty. Along with wanting to plug people's brains into computers, Elon Musk wants to mount a project that will make computers smarter than humans. And apparently, Microsoft is interested enough that they're going to invest $1 billion in this AI startup. And I got to admit, Elon Musk, I mean, you know, Tesla is a disaster waiting to happen. SpaceX is great. Now he's trying all these other ventures. I think he sees himself as a true Renaissance man. But they want to build an AI computer that is smarter than humans, from which I'm going to guess that they're talking about a general AI, that dream of computer scientists, a general aware sentient AI, like Al 9000 or Vicky or Skynet. Apparently, somebody has figured out that Facebook, when you upload a photo, it embeds tracking data inside the photos. And apparently, this expert, Eden Jesipovic, basically saying he'd noticed a structural abnormality when looking at a hex dump of an image file from an unknown origin, only to discover it contained what I now understand is an IPTC special instruction. Now, the IPTC special instruction sets technical, actually, the IPTC, International Press Telecommunications Council, sets technical publishing standards, including those for image metadata. And so, basically, Facebook is embedding these hidden codes onto every photo that is uploaded to track who sees and shares your photos online. It's a shocking degree of tracking, and apparently they can potentially track photos outside of their own platform because it's a standardized code. Okay. And we're coming up here on another commercial break. And we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I was just looking at the Fox News feed, and they're pushing the Maduro is sending death squads out to murder his own people. Why would he do that? He needs them. I mean, it's more Saddam narin weapons and Assad sarin gas. So it looks like Venezuela's back on the front burner for to be invaded here. Okay, now, apparently U.S. Attorney General William Barr is saying that we Americans should accept the security risks of encryption backdoors. Yes, some criminal could get into your computer and get all your financial information, but really, you should accept that, because we, the government, need to get in there when we need to get in there, when we need to get in there. Now, as I've already demonstrated in this article I wrote, Rivero challenges the NSA. It's possible to create nearly unbreakable encryption that the NSA can't crack. Over the course of a year, I issued 6 challenges. Not one was ever solved. So you might want to look. I'll put that article up the next time we have a commercial break here. Ebola has been declared an international emergency, but they're still going to keep the borders to the Democratic Republic of the Congo open. There have already been a couple of incidents of people crossing that border. I think they're playing with wildfire over there. This is a nasty strain of Ebola. It's got about a 60-65% lethality rate here. The other day we were talking about the study that was done in Finland that basically showed that humans were not the villains when it came to global warming. And what they observed is that the temperature of the Earth had increased 0.1 degrees centigrade over the last century, and that humans had contributed 0.01 degree to that number. So we aren't the major problem. Well, there's another study, and Scientific Reports published from the University, from Northumbria University, the University of Bradford, the University of Hull, as well as Azerbaijan's Nasir al-Din al-Tusi Shamak Astrophysical Observatory. The authors are claiming the increase in global temperatures that by 1 degree centigrade was due to natural solar cycles, as well as the sun's movement around what's called the barycenter, the center of mass in the solar system. The paper claims that by the 27th century, temperatures might increase by 3 degrees centigrade. So, again, no runaway catastrophic global warming. Humans not to blame. But there is an issue that we need to look at, and that's the grand solar minimum. And the question is, what kind of impact is it going to have on the global harvest? I mean, we're already into a situation where we're looking at food shortages for the rest of the year. And we're seeing holes on the shelves down at the supermarket, especially for canned vegetables. But if we add on top of that extreme cooling in the northern latitudes, southern latitudes, a shorter growing season, it could get very, very serious here. Needless to say, the liberal lawmakers took advantage of last week's heat wave to ramp up the climate change hysteria and insist that we have to buy carbon credits, pay carbon taxes, allow an environmental authority to control our lives. Well, you know, liberals, take a look at what you've done with San Francisco, Los Angeles, Portland, Chicago. We don't want you running our entire country. We don't want you running our lives. Not when you have a record of failure like that. Oh, this is a fun one. Okay. Out in California, there was this priest, and he has been arrested for stealing more than $97,000 in parish donations. Apparently, he got into a car crash, and cops discovered security bags stuffed with money in his vehicle. So, Father Oscar Diaz of Resurrection Parish in Santa Rosa got into this car accident. He suffered a hip injury, and as cops came to his aid, they discovered $18,000 in stolen parish collections in his car. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. You know, I seem to remember there was this Ten Commandments thing. I think when I left my childhood church in Loudoun, they gave me a bookmark that was made up with it. Of course, unfortunately, it didn't agree with the version that was in the Bible. Probably a lot of people don't know that. There are multiple versions of the Ten Commandments, but I do remember that there was one that specifically says, "Thou shalt not steal." And I'm sure this priest is saying, "God knows I'm sorry." Name dropper. All right, this is kind of a bizarre story, and it's coming out of IntelliHub. A new and possibly engineered tick species has popped up out of the blue and is spreading across the United States like wildfire. The tick has been identified as Haemaphysalis longicornis, otherwise known as the Asian longhorned tick, and it's already made its way through 8 northeastern states. Well, if this thing is engineered, are we looking at a biological weapon, a weapon of environmental or agricultural sabotage? I mean, the technology definitely agrees, but this tick species threatens the livestock and the human population here in the United States. It's weird stuff. Weird stuff. Alrighty. Apparently, the world's best facial recognition AI systems are still struggling to tell black people apart, particularly women. It was way too soon to put those out there. Okay. Apparently, a crowdfunded spacecraft unfurls its solar sail in a milestone bid to be the first satellite propelled by light from the sun. And so this Mylar sail, measuring roughly 1/5,000th of an inch thick, has successfully deployed in orbit in what could prove to be a major step for low-cost satellite propulsion. The Planetary Society launched its LightSail 2 spacecraft aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket at the end of June in the hopes of putting the first-ever sunlight-propelled craft in Earth orbit. The craft consists of a CubeSat, roughly the size of a loaf of bread, and the now unfurled solar sail that stretches to more than 18 feet wide. I imagine it's going to be pretty easy to spot here. Now that the sail is open, we'll have to prove it can really pull a small spacecraft using only the power of the sun. The goal is to raise LightSail 2's orbit by a measurable amount, showing that solar sailing is a viable means of propulsion for CubeSats. Okay, apparently Netflix is having some issues. Anyway, we already talked about the security risks here. Somebody sent me in Al Gore's carbon footprint hypocrisy. He's living in a 20-room, 10,070-square-foot colonial-style mansion consumed an average of 19,241 kilowatt hours per month, more than 21.3 times that of the U.S. household average of 901 kilowatt hours monthly. Last September alone, Gore's home in the Tony Bell Mead section of Music City consumed 30,993 kilowatt hours, as much energy as a typical American family uses in 34 months. In the 12-month period from August 2016 to the end of July, Gore burned through 230,889 kilowatt-hours of electricity, including 56 kilowatt-hours just to heat the swimming pool. That last part alone is enough to power six average U.S. households for a year. So, yeah, it's all hypocrisy and double standards. Somebody wrote this article here, this is Patriot Rising, saying if progressives really wanted to reduce carbon emissions in America, they would cut off power to their own filthy liberal cities. And, yeah. But again, it's not real. It's just one of the numerous hoaxes played on you by the liberals to get you to do what they want you to do. The Russians hacked Hillary. Humans caused global warming. The fireflies are going extinct. Anyway, out in Arizona, there was an attempted carjacking, and the victim was a teenager, but it turns out teenagers in Arizona are allowed to carry. And the perpetrators in this attempt made a poor choice in the victim selection process, and for the man carrying a knife, it was a life-ending one. So, over in Dunedin, Florida, we've had another one of these cases of a very abusive local government, and apparently this Christy Allen received a notice from the city in the mailbox last year telling her she owed them $103,000. $100,000, and she assumed at first it was a scam. It certainly is a scam, but one being carried out by the government, and one she is legally obligated to pay or face the consequences. Her alleged crime to justify the fine, which is twice her yearly income, tall grass and a dirty pool. So Allen's letter stated she had 2 weeks to pay the fine or she would be sued. Naturally, Allen could not come up with six figures in the two-week time frame she was given, so now the city of Dunedin is suing her. The subsequent lawsuit could bankrupt the mother of two and leave her family homeless. All for tall grass and a dirty pool. Okay. We've already talked about that here. So the latest budget deal provides an additional $320 billion in new spending. But come 2022, it completely tosses out the spending caps put in place in 2011. They're just spending like crazy here. Okay. Apparently out in Amarillo, Texas, along Route 66, the original Route 66, there is a place called Cadillac Ranch, and it's the one place where you can unleash your inner vandal, because it's kind of a kitschy tourist attraction where you stop at a hardware store, houseware stores, and you buy some cans of paint. And then you get to this part, and there are apparently all these cars that you can paint words on, basically vandalize, all under the protection of the law. And apparently this roadside attraction sees visitors from all over the world. Let's be honest, it's an unusual activity. Here in Hawaii, a lot of the Japanese tourists come here to take advantage of the gun ranges. And there's a gun club in downtown Honolulu, right in the tourist district, right near the Pink Lady. And it's called, understandably, the Honolulu Gun Club, where for a fee, you can test fire guns. Now, they're on cable systems, so you can't point them the wrong way. But in Japan, they're not allowed to have guns, except these very well-made plastic ones. So this is their chance to actually fire a real gun. And for the Japanese, it's a real draw out here. Then again, of course, we have those gun ranges out in Nevada where, for a fee, you can fire a machine gun, which is something I've never been able to accomplish. So, yeah, to each their own here. Okay, apparently Nancy Pelosi was giving a speech to the NAACP in Detroit and went back to stuttering. Apparently, Ivanka gives her daughter a dog. Leftists viciously attack her for one reason. And the dog was completely white. That's why they complained. We're losing our thick skins. We really are. We've become such a nation of whiners, crybabies. Anyway, the latest poll is showing most Americans think reparations and free health care for illegals are bad ideas. I certainly would agree with that one. And we already talked about that U.S. citizen being detained for 3 weeks by Border Patrol. Okay. All right, let's see if something came in over at the email here. If you want to call on in, we're almost to the end of our program here, 800-313-9443. Okay. Oh, this one is just plain silly. We have another one of these gender activists just out there to cause trouble. Trans activist Jessica Yaniv is suing several business owners in British Columbia after the salons refused to give him a Brazilian wax. And the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal will be hearing her case this week. At one point in the hearing, Jessica Yaniv compared the business owner to a neo-Nazi. And the owner told the court she was not comfortable waxing male genitals. And frankly, I think that would carry a certain risk with it. So again, you just... Oh, there's the music. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. And we're going to go right to the phones to Henry in Connecticut. Aloha, Henry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I want to make a quick comment about the thing you... I know you don't have much time with the dog. First of all, the dog is a beautiful dog, and it has blue eyes. I had a dog that had blue eyes. And her name is Winter. It's female. Her name is Winter. And it was a post on Twitter by Ivanka Trump. And me and a couple other people made a comment because to this woman, this other woman there, because what her Twitter, this other woman's Twitter, to Ivanka, was saying is something about the dog. And then she said, does the dog know how to say Sieg Heil yet? And so then I said, you know, I really didn't care, but I said, well, I don't know if the dog knows how to say Sieg Heil, but I bet you if he puts his palm up, if he puts his paw up and says the Pledge of Allegiance, that'll make you sick. And then somebody else mentioned something about the Pledge of Allegiance, too. So there was, it was just a very stupid, dumb comment. And then somebody was saying, well, maybe it's a purebred dog or something like that. And then I text back, and Ellen texts back, and so what? You know, so it sounds like they're trying to equate all this racial political correctness, which is S in the first place, and making this country S to begin with.
Yeah.
And equating it with the dog and Trump and all that. Like, you know, it's just it's stupid, really. And the thing I find is weird is this, though. Here's what's very strange. They got another picture, Ivanka, where she's got this kid in a cage. I would want to adopt one, but anyway, she got this kid in a cage. It's one of these illegal aliens, right? But it's
right.
Like in a cage. And behind it is a flag, and it's the National Socialist flag. Now, it's not the Communist flag. And I'm sort of saying what's weird is that they're always pushing Nazi, but I noticed that you'll never, ever hear them push anything or have any flags or anything with the communists. And the communists killed way more and did far more damage than even the Nazis did. You know, and it's really funny. It's like, well, if you're nationalistic, and I'm not condoning the bad things that Hitler and the National Socialists did, but the thing is, if you're, if you're nationalistic or care about protecting your country's language or whatever, then you're just horrible or worse thing to be, because that's linked to it. Because what people don't understand is that even though Hitler became mad later on, the real reason why some of the people in Eastern Europe, especially the Ukrainians, supported Hitler, and what they do is they make this lie about, well, he went after all the homosexuals, well, that's bull. Ernst Röhm and all those, some of those high-level brown shirts were homosexuals, first of all.
Yes.
He didn't care. As long as they stayed loyal to him, and they were helping him get in power and protecting him, you know, because they were used as bodyguards to keep protecting the communists, beating the National Socialists up in the 20s. That's why you had the brown shirts originally, okay? So, as long as that was going on, Hitler didn't mind. Whatever, nobody cared. If now, at the end, it was some rumor, not a rumor, but actual legend in 1934, that Ernst Röhm and some of the brown shirts are trying to take over. And so then they came out and had a thing of the long knives with the SS and Himmler, you know. And
okay, well, Henry, right. Thank you for the history lesson. I have to cut you off here. We have to let you go.
Yeah,
it's the end
care.
Of our program. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots and lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know by postal mail, face-to-face, staff of social media. It's a vast wasteland out there. And please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to WhatReallyHappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN.